So Hare Krishna. The pause was a little longer, but that was all right. So I would like to address a few of your, not a few, but your questions here which have come. Is the mind an integrated part of oneself? Is it part of our actual self, the soul, or is it part of our subtle material body? Do we no longer have a mind once we realize our true spiritual identity? Is the question clear? Where to put the mind? Is it just something material, or do we have also a spiritual mind? We have two minds, not one mind. But the spiritual mind is at the moment not really developed. It is dormant. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked, what is the difference between a material mind and a spiritual mind? And he gave a very beautiful and concise answer. I heard it on a lecture tape of his, where he said, the spiritual mind thinks always of Krishna, and the material mind does not think of Krishna, but thinks of material things. Now, in the material life, this material mind has the power of attorney over the soul. This is how Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains it. Power of attorney means that whoever has the power of attorney makes decision on behalf of that person. For instance, when a person has a stroke and gets mentally reduced and can only remember things in a short-term range, and becomes more or less like a child afterwards. There are such strokes. Then power of attorney is given to someone who decides on behalf of that person. Do you know what power of attorney means? So the material mind, unfortunately, decides over our life, although it's not us. Just like the lawyer who has the power of attorney and sometimes misuses the authority. We have invested so much authority in the mind, we believe what the mind say, and it makes decisions on our stead. It reacts on our behalf. It is really like this. So you must reclaim the power of attorney by developing your spiritual mind through chanting and reading and the process of purification. This was the first question. How can I avoid getting distracted when chanting japa with others? I start listening to other devotees when they chant very loudly or in a different rhythm. The same happens in kirtan. When someone is singing or playing kartals out of rhythm. My dear devotee, I must admit I have the same situation. It means we are a little sensitive. And there are two things which I can say. I think when we chant with others, we should be mindful that others are there and do not chant too loud. I mean, there was one devotee, when he chanted, he somehow had heard one must conquer the mind, so he made his fist also he made his hands also the beatback hand, like a boxer, like this. And he chanted very loud, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. You know. And when he was around, you know, everyone was like, you could not think of anything else than this devotee who was doing his boxing game there. Until I said, my dear devotee, you are the best devotee, but please don't make this a boxing game. We can't concentrate on anything else than your sound and your movements. That's one thing. But the other thing is, we get easily distracted when we ourselves are not deeply concentrated. When we are deeply concentrated, nothing can distract us. So when we see that devotees easily who chant around us, I mean, and don't do the boxing chanting, you know, this type of distraction which I described, then, and we see we are easily distracted, we should see that how can we improve our chanting and go deeper. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives two suggestions. One is to chant alone in solitude. He goes so far as to say that one should bind a cloth over his eyes so that one is absolutely not distracted by visual objects. That may or may be done. It is dependent on your culture in which you live. Some of us may not do it. I have only done this when I'm on when I'm driving in a car. Not that I'm the driver. I'm sitting next to the driver. You have to be crystal clear about these things in the Hare Krishna movement. so that helps sometimes. But then he says, just as valuable as chanting in solitude without distraction is to go deeper, it is also to chant in the association of devotees. And I think we had a session yesterday of japa, and we will have a session today also, where we all felt helped by each other. We felt that. I remember I asked you, how was that? And you, there were different devotees who said that this was a good experience. It was when we entered the mantra through the first hari, I believe you remember. Good. So how can you avoid getting distracted when chanting japa with others? Unless and until it is someone who really is too loud or moves in a distracting way, you should maybe try to chant for some time in seclusion just to go deeper, but please never avoid devotees in chanting. Japa, when others are chanting, for most of us, to chant with others is very favorable for most of us. So, but when there is such a such a person, you can mildly tell him, "Oh, Prabhuji, maybe a little softer." And if you are not a sannyasi, whom everyone respects, then ask the sannyasi who's nearby, or someone, and go through him. That helps. Good. Well, very nice question. I must admit, I have the same problem, but I find out it is often my problem that I'm not so deep in the chanting, not so too many thoughts in the mind, or a generally upset mood, or so on, and then one is easily irritated, and it's not the fault of others. It's just we need to come a little bit to peace in our lives, and then be more stabilized inside. Here comes a question. I will take this at the end. If during chanting we don't think of ourselves as a servant of Krishna, should we stop this chanting? No, that is not necessary to stop the chanting. See, when we now deal with the question to chant with a sense of relationship. It's not that every mantra you chant, I'm a servant of Krishna, I'm a servant of Krishna. It's just a general awareness of that. Like, for instance, I would like to give you an example. From my personal experience, somehow I have developed into a lecturer amongst devotees. And I can do that in many ways. One is as a servant of the devotees, where I really try to see what will help the audience. I can have that servant mood and lecture like this, or it is possible to just, you know, to have another mood, for instance, to think, well, let me really analyze the situation here from the scriptures and just do a scholarly presentation. I could do that, or I could come from, I could have the mood of these devotees and are really beginners in their spiritual life, and I know much better than they, and I will now tell them. In other words, there are different moods which can inform one and the same action. So when you chant, it's not that you always think about these sentences which we have heard, but it's a general awareness which can carry you, which is there as in the background, so to say, as a mental atmosphere, if you so want, or as a internal environment for your spiritual practice. And for that, it sometimes just helps to read a spiritual text. I like very much to read the prayers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the Sharanagati prayers, where these sentiments are expressed in a nice way, and then I stop reading, and then I chant, and I'm in the right mood, like this. Okay, Maharaj, is it bona fide to chant in the mind without moving one's lips and no sound, at least part of our 16 rounds? There is a letter of Srila Prabhupada where he says, what is the difference, chanting in the mind or chanting loud, as long as it is done free from offenses? There is a letter, but the majority, I would say the vast majority of his instructions are to chant in a way that is audible for you. Now, this type of chanting has been advocated by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It is called Upangsu chanting, or chanting in a way that you can hear it. There are three types of chanting: mental chanting, Upangsu chanting, and loud chanting, which is known as kirtan. So usually we chant in an Upangsu style, meaning in a way that you can hear it very easily. The advantage of this is that you can have both the sound and this is something which needs to be practiced, the mental thing. That means your mind is connected with what you do. It's not mindless chanting, in other words. You have two things. The mind works and the oral channel works. And that arrests the mind very easily when there are two or three functions done at the same time. But it is bona fide, certainly, to chant sometimes in the mind without moving. But Haridas Thakur, who is known as a Namacharya, his chanting has been described in Prema Vilas, an authorized Vaishnav literature, that said he chanted the first leg of his rounds loud, the second in a whispering way, softly, and the third in his mind, just meditating. It is sometimes more difficult to chant in the mind, and it's easier to do the Upangsu. But if you feel so inclined to go like this, certainly it's bona fide. But I would say, since you asked me, don't do it all the time. Do it like Haridas Thakur did it 1/3 of the time, and you can do it maybe. I mean, since we follow Srila Prabhupada, he sometimes, you can see him going like this. Sometimes you can see him only moving his lips. Sometimes he has his bee back and he has that look in his eyes. And you know it goes on in the mind. But mostly the emphasis is put on the mantra. Our last question, a very interesting question. I mean, I shouldn't say it like this. Oh, here's another question. By the way, I have to say something in between. One very nice devotee asked me, Maharaj, do we chant Jaya before the Hare Krishna mantra? No, I said it, the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Then the devotee said, but you sometimes say Jaya. I said, oh, sorry, I'm sometimes so enthusiastic, and I'm getting, you know, when I'm enthusiastic, you say Jai, but I want to say this is not right to chant Jaya before the Hare Krishna mantra, and sometimes when the teacher does something, then the students assume, well, that's how it's done. In this case, I have to say, excuse me, I was a little carried away when I shout Jaya in the midst of the kill. Or sometimes I shout. Yesterday, someone said Jainitai because I'm thinking of the mercy of Nityananda. Or sometimes I chant Jai Radhe. It's not that, this is not what should be done. I will avoid saying this, chanting this, because when you are a teacher, you have to give the example, and so those who heard me chanting Jai and wondering, is this better when we chant it like this? It's not. We should chant just the mantra. Dear Maharaj, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Oh, that's nice from you, for giving us this most amazing... No, it's not so good, the seminar. Maharaj, I think that it is not possible that you have ever chanted inattentively or with any offenses. The proof is that when in 1979 you chanted 40 rounds, Lord Krishna gave you such a wonderful realization. It has to be that you were chanting so purely. I don't know if... I'm becoming highly embarrassed. Let me read it in soft without... This devotee says very nice and writes very nice things to me, but no gentleman should enjoy his praise in public, so I just can't say it. The question is, I'm not pure, what should I do? I mean, to purify this seminar. Oh, my dear devotee, it's very difficult to answer your question. We are here in this academy to purify our chanting. So please attend these classes as they go on. one after the other. Mahatma Prabhu will start to teach next year, and I'm sure there will be many tips that will help you to purify your chanting. Hare Krishna. But no, it is very nice for you to write like this. But this, please. Okay, let's go to this one. Deconstructing. Please listen, it gets now very philosophical. Deconstructing your material identity is fine, but what about reconstruction of a spiritual identity? We know what we are not, but we should know what we are, no? Just to be a spirit soul is a little ambiguous. Vague. Is there any value in thinking of oneself to be some spiritual identity based on one's mind's liking and inclination? For example, if I like Krishna's cowherd pastimes or conjugal pastimes, I try to picture myself to have some identity related to these pastimes. Or is it just a mental speculation with out any relationship to our real spiritual identity? Have you understood the question? I think it is a very, very good question. Deconstructing is fine. I mean, taking the upadis away. But who am I then? This question is burning. Now, you must know that the majority of Vaishnavas before Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would enter a spiritual identity which was given by their spiritual master. And they would practice in that identity. They would remember the pastimes of Krishna throughout the day and then enter into that identity in their mentally conceived identity which was guru given. I would like to give you an example. They say that the spiritual body is there like a vehicle waiting for us to take us into higher realms of interacting with Krishna in our mind. It's like this. One of us owns a Royal Enfield motor machine. The motor machine is waiting for the driverji, and when the driverji enters on that Royal Enfield, a classical British model, then that machine can take him in a very speedy way to the streets, and he can easily drive on speedy roads and interact with all the other passengers on motorcycles and cars. No? So in much the same way, that line of Vaishnavas, the Babaji line, enters in a spiritual identity and then meditatively interacts or enters into Krishna. This process was also known to Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and he was initiated in this process. However, his son and the emerging Vaishnava Acharya after him, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, thought that this process is not only subordinate to another process, but in fact it is impractical in modern times. The other process which it has been revealed by Srila Rupa Goswami is that by chanting the holy name in increments of purity, that means purer, purer, and purer, and better, and better, and better, the petitioner becomes purified of his wrong identity and his spiritual identity will become revealed. In other words, when he chants and sees Krishna's form or becomes aware of Krishna's form, an awareness of his own true form comes to him. Krishna shows him first in a general way, and the general way, that is what we can deal with. You are part of Krishna, my Vangso, but it becomes more clear what exactly you are, who exactly you are. But it is revealed, it is not mentally imagined. That is what Rupa Goswami has taught all the way. It's all the way there. And it is this line which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati took up and handed to Srila Prabhupada. And this is how we are instructed by our founder Acharya in this process. And he said, watching the spiritual scene is not the right word. How do you say spiritual? The contemporary spiritual communities who practice this process, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati felt and observed that these people have material attachments which they cultivate, and so it has not really worked and helped them. In fact, imagining themselves as a female servant of Srimati Radharani has brought them so much into the thinking about ladies that they want to now associate in their male forms with ladies. There was a lot of this going on. Therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, this is not only subordinate to the other process, the process of revelation, but it is also impractical and harmful for contemporary people who are not as pure, who are more exposed to Kali Yuga's vices than they were before. Yes. Which process is this with the Manjari Bhava? Yeah, Siddha Bhava.
Actually, it was given to Vijaya after they they were already changing in ecstasy, then they went to the Nakuri and then
Yeah.
But they were already changing in ecstasy before that.
Okay. Dayaguranga, who has, I guess, studied this subject a little bit, which you do when you live in the holy dharm, because there are many practitioners who follow something else. He says in Jaiva Dharma we find that the devotees who are instructed in this adopting a spiritual identity, a guru-given identity, they were already perfected in chanting the holy names, and then this was given to them. It's a long subject. I have only given a brief summary of it, because this question, I think, if it is responsibly dealt with and not polemically dealt with, as it's often done, it's a very long discussion. But for brevity's sake and to go on, I think this, I leave it with this discussion. Gaura. Good. Thank you for these wonderful questions, and I think we can all really appreciate that sometimes, when you do something, questions and answers lighten the atmosphere. It makes it interesting, and you think about various concepts and so on. So thank you. And all these questions are really to the point. They are not, let me say, they are not unrelated, so they do help. So I would like to go now a little deeper with you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Good. Let me just first get everything ready here, because believe it or not, I will ask you to meditate. But in a way you will all like. You will see. You just establish everything here. I want to really say this again. I'm so grateful to Yashomati and Dayagaranga. I know they don't want to hear this, and it's maybe embarrassing, but look at this atmosphere. My dear devotees, just look at this and be grateful. It's so nice, and we sit in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's holy dharma. It's so much milast. Milast means mercy. So, good. I would like to tell you a favorite story of mine involving a great devotee. He was a friend of Raghunath Das Goswami. And one day, this devotee, Vallabha, was sitting in Gokul. He had disciples to guide, and he felt very dejected. As the sun was setting on the horizon, his sadness increased. Then his servant came and said, Guru Maharaj, the birds are already flying home. Only you are sitting here. Let us go. We can't spend the night outside. And Vallabha said, I don't go to any home any longer. I'm feeling so sad. What is your sadness, Guru Maharaj? He shook his head. He was not willing to talk about it. And he sent his disciple home and sat there. As the night settled in, and the she-owls, the jackals howled, he just opened his heart to the Lord. My Lord, you have asked me to bring souls to you, but how will this ever be possible? The conditioned soul is so covered. How will they be able to approach you, who is all pure? He must have thought about something, the same thing which Prabhupada expressed so aptly when he said, you have to be fire to approach the fire. How can I bring them in connection? It's almost like, you know, how can an ant talk to a human being? How will the relationship develop, you know, a serious relationship? So he had this question. How will the impure relate with the pure? How will we, the conditioned beings, relate to God? Then in the midst of the night, the Lord appeared to him and said, listen, Vallabha, you must teach them Sambandha, Brahma Sambandha. Brahma means spiritual reality in a general way. And this is what, this mantra you should teach them. And here's the mantra in English. I don't know it in Sanskrit. It's in a translation. It basically says what we say in our Buddha Shuti meditations. I'm by nature your eternal servant, but I've forgotten this and began to identify with my material body. I started a material life and have entangled myself so much. Now, however, I will change this. And I will offer my mind, my senses, my intelligence, my body in your service. Si Krishna Sharanamaham. I take full shelter at Krishna. This will help the conditioned souls to be purified. This will make the relationship. And an example was given. When ordinary village water, that means sewage water, like you can see here, there's a very open sewage channel. It doesn't smell. It's very civilized. When that water, which is dirty, enters the pure Ganga water, after some short time it's Ganga water. That's purified. So if we sincerely connect with Krishna through His holy name and through offering ourselves in Sharanagati, that's another big subject in Harinam Chintamani, in surrender to Krishna, we become purified by the contact of Krishna. In the Bhagavatam, listen to this, those of you who are doubting this point. The example of Agasura is given, a vicious demon in whose mouth Krishna entered. And he became in contact with Krishna. He was so purified that when Krishna had liberated him, he could actually go into Krishna's existence, and so on. And this is used by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur as an example that even if forcefully, that means not by your taste, but forcefully you think of Krishna and you bring Krishna in your mind, like Agasura, who had forcefully swallowed Krishna. Even forcefully you come in contact with Krishna, then Krishna will purify you. So I would like to do this now with you and do a Sambandha Japa session with you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Good. So it starts now with some theory, because you are all used to a lot of theory and philosophy. So I will go the way you are accustomed to learn. In this world, my dear devotees, there are many things that divert us from our relationship with Krishna. For instance, things that focus us on other relationships with other people, say our job, the society, our daydreams. But all the relationships which we have with other people are only there for some time. At the time of death, we are forced to separate, even from near and dear ones, like family members. All these relationships are only there for a short time, just like smoke from an incense stick is there for a short time and then disperses into thin air. There is, however, one relationship which always stays with you. The one relationship to the one personality which you keep even throughout many lifetimes. And that one relationship is the relationship to Krishna. I would like you now to think a little bit about this. One relationship which you have, which is always there. I would like to now, when I think about this, maybe it's difficult for you to just think about it so quickly, but when I think about it, I become very thoughtful. What do I actually do in my life to be present in that relationship with Krishna? I think chanting is one of the ways in which we are present in our relationship with Krishna. And we will now do this chanting in this relationship. I request you to sit tall a little. And just listen to me saying, I just notice I can't do this in the Holy Dhamma. I preach a lot of outsiders. This is an insider group. I will go the way you are used to your picking up informations. Please think for a moment about your relationship with Krishna. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 The easiest way to think about your relationship with Krishna is to do something in relationship to Krishna. That means to sing for Him. So we will sing now for Him. Please start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Become aware that the mantra is sung in your mouth and it goes into the ear of Krishna. How will you sing this mantra? You sing it, of course, in an awareness that He hears you. Please sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That in your truest being, you're really an eternal spiritual soul. A servant in love of Radha and Krishna. It is only due to some misfortune that you have been absent from that relationship and instead have been wandering in the cycle of birth and death, helplessly identifying with one material body after another. But your fortune has now turned. You have finally met a spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, and learned about your real identity as a pure spirit soul, a resident of the kingdom of love, completely separate from the gross and subtle body. You have been inspired to take up the path of eternal loving service to your beloved lordships, Radha and Krishna. Kindly visualize Radha and Krishna. Maybe in your mind's eye you wish to go into the Radha Madhava temple and stand before the deities like you do so many times. Or maybe you have a favorite picture of Radha and Krishna which somehow attracts you. See Radha and Krishna. For a moment, as you sit here in the Dhamma, let everything else disappear from your life. And just think of Radha and Krishna. Try your best, something will come. You can take the opportunity to address them with something which is in your heart. A request, a prayer. I'd like to read a prayer from the Sanat Kumar Sanghita to you, which is very good in such situations. I surrender to you, Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Whatever is mine is in truth your property. Deep in my heart I know that everything is for your sake. Everything is for your enjoyment. Nothing is meant for my enjoyment. I know this, but I pray for strength that I can act as your true servant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Nitya Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And one last time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Oh, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. I must tell you something which you cannot possibly have seen. Only Hrishikesha Prabhu saw it. there was just now a very beautiful herd of cows. Did you see Hrishikesh Prabhu? Who else saw? You also saw. They were coming from there. They were really healthy looking cows with very good udders. And there's still one going. They are still going there. But it was a whole good group of cows. I would say around 15. And there is somewhere a lost cow on the other side of the pond. So it was just coming by here. It came like here and behind the hut and there. And I was thinking, wow! In Vrindavan they say when there a cow is coming without a visible cowherd boy, more than five, then Krishna is there. And these were 15, and there was no cowherd boy, really. There was they were just coming by here. So maybe you attracted Krishna with your attentive and connected chanting. Maybe. Let us be very careful with such statements and not become too enthusiastic. But I really have never seen this. They came from there, and there was no reason for them to come this way because it is a little difficult. They have to negotiate swampy terrain, you know, ein Sumpfgebiet müssen sie überschreiten, and so and so on. There are some more, but they're a little hesitant. Maybe they come when you chant another time. See, there's a whole group also. My dear devotees, if you can somehow learn this art of chanting in relationship, I must admit to you that what we do here, these guided sessions, are a little bit forced and it should be natural, these things. There are no as many ways to think of Krishna or connect to Krishna as there are chanters. But somehow or other, please find your way. I have asked different chanters, sadhus and our devotees, how they chant, how they connect with the mantra, and there are many things which I have heard. But one devotee whom I consider a wonderful chanter said, the cream of chanting is when you chant and think of Radha and Krishna. Here, see, some cow is coming. We are blessed, really. Please come. Don't be shy. We appreciate you. A very healthy looking cow. But there were 15 like this. Who is a cowherd boy who can bring the cow? let it go his way. The cow wants to go. Whatever the cow wants to go to is good. So this idea of connected chanting and not disconnected chanting, it will save your whole japa and kirtan experience. I can guarantee you. So I would like to use the last. How are you? Are you a little tired or not? No. There's another. Bhujam Prabhu, my retreat partner, would now jump up, stop everything, and go with the cows. You know, he loves cows very much. Look how beautiful this cow. Please come, don't be shy. You can sit down amongst us. Hare Krishna. Very beautiful cows. Yes, please come. Please come, give some good association. No, you can sit with us, no problem. Sorry? No, let it eat. It is a good sign. It's a good omen. It's a good omen. No, disturbing there. They are. Hare Krishna. No, I really saw them walking there and then turning in our direction. Very good. When I was young and had no money, I was a cowherd boy. No, really. No, I took care of a herd of 200 cows. No, I have some experience in this. Good. Yes, yes, yes. Come, come, come. All are welcome. So I thought we use the last, now it's only 16 minutes, to do japa like this. Are you ready? So I will say in the midst of the japa, sometimes I will make this sign and just bring you from Harinam Chintamani these affirmations. So wow, it's really a Vrindavan atmosphere. It was wonderful. Do you all have your bibeks? Also, our internet audience, please take your bibek if possible. Yes, we will do. We will do. Oh, dearie, dearie, slowly, slowly, slowly. What? There was five cows. Here comes the sixth. Oh, I'm sorry. I also am a cow lover. But Burijan, you should see Burijan Prabhu. The midst he gives a lecture, cows, you know, and he just jumps up and takes his photo camera from somewhere and so. Okay, let us be serious now. 15 minutes of concentrated japa, please. Yes, we start. Hare Krishna. In a university, you never have this, you know. You don't have such a favorable environment. Okay, please sit tall. Prabhupada used to say, sit properly and start. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Go Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Just very briefly, please now in your own way, how you feel you can make a connection, experiment or on my experiment, work with these three concepts. I'm an infinitesimal conscious being, Lord Krishna's eternal servant. Lord Krishna, so first you think of yourself as being really free from all these unnecessary identifications, and then you go to Krishna. Lord Krishna is the all-powerful conscious being, my only master. And then you think about your presence here in this world. This dull and inert material world is a prison house meant to reform me. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you know, the 14 material worlds which are ruled by goddess Maya are really only a prison house for souls who have rebelled against Lord Krishna. It is not a place for their recreation and enjoyment. So please do this. You might do this by going mentally and sitting before Radha Madhava in the main temple room, or your home deities, or your Giriraj, or just in any way, in some ways, find some divine ears for which you chant. Find the ears of God so that you chant to Him. Please, in whatever way it works for you. If nothing works, do we have a picture here? Atul Krishna will put a picture from the temple room here. Please start.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Three more minutes, please give your best. Hare Krishna. What we heard so far was just the drop of Harinam Chintamani. Maybe at another time, when the Kirtan Academy runs a little bit longer, we can make a systematic study of this priceless jewel. It's a work where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hears from Haridas Thakur all the truths about the holy name. At the end, after the discussion is completed, he says, "You help me in completing my mission. That is why I have heard from your mouth the truths of the holy name." Bhaktivinoda Thakur ends his work like this: "By the power of Lord Krishna's mercy, one attains the Chintamani jewel of the holy name, a jewel that comes from the ocean of nectar." It's by the power of Lord Krishna's mercy. A person who finds that jewel, the jewel of the holy name, becomes saintly. His every desire is fulfilled. His life is a success. He is always filled with bliss. With ecstatic love, he worships Lord Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur thinks about this person who found the jewel of the holy name, and he weeps and he says, I grasp his feet. This person, who's worthless like a pile of ashes, weeps and again speaks prayers filled with emotion. This person says to the lover of the holy name, please give me a drop of the nectar of the holy name and fill me with bliss. This work, Harinam Chintamani. It is our sincere hope that you got a little of these short and brief but concise presentations. It is a great hope that you will apply this prayerful mood. If you have not yet obtained this prayer sheet, please tell our Yashomati, who will then organize it for you. This is the end of my formal presentations to you. I will leave on Monday, but tomorrow we have a whole day of chanting like this. Everyone is in ecstasy, even our friends from the field. Yes, whole day, you have correctly understood. So I really request you to be here punctually at 6 o'clock. You might have to take some jacket. It's important that you give it a try. Try to be here a little earlier, 5 minutes to six. You can measure the time you need to come here. And then we will chant. I will be all the time here up till 2 o'clock and chant with all of you. And from time to time, when I see that you require some encouragement, it seems they think you need encouragement. Yes, Maharaj. From time to time, we will just say something very briefly. My God, they were silent all this while. Kadama Karana Maharaj said yesterday they are rolling in bliss. They are intoxicated by love of Godhead. That was his observation. Whatever that is the case, but so what you need to do is, please, if you are tired, and I saw some of you are tired, take an early rest. No need to be so long in the evening kirtan. Our kirtan academy has also been requested to do the evening kirtan again before Radha Madhava. This is the last time where we have a chance. But you are not obliged to stay up till the end. But I sincerely request you, even if you think, I lack the spiritual strength to maintain a 64 rounds day. It will be easy, I can guarantee you. Just please come and go through this experience in the association of devotees. It will be extremely good, and you will create, I guarantee this, you will create a memory at least. It's a memorable day in your life. I know some of us are not accustomed to chant even 16 rounds, but now you hear 64 rounds, Krishna, it will be so easy, you have no idea how easy it is. And if you need to go through a little desert, that is also important for you to not run away from that experience. So when you go to bed, rest nicely, and then go with the determination to bed. Tomorrow is my 64 rounds day in Sri Dham Mayapur. So that I request you sincerely. So we will be here 6 o'clock onwards, and I will start at 6 o'clock giving a lecture on 64 rounds. You need to hear that, why it's important, 64 rounds. Lecture means 15-20 minutes, and just a tune-in session, we call it, so that you're tuned in.